Welcome back to Terrible at Fishing. I know, we're finally going to talk about fishing. I went on and on about the fires and our experience. Went on and on about my hot wings challenge. And then the Family Fun Center here in town. Where I'm at right now. So stop by and say hi. Fishing. Ice fishing. Now, Diamond Lake is open for ice fishing. You know, I've been watching the cameras. People are out there. But again, it is inconsistent. So you have a spud bar. A spud bar is a metal spike along, and you're just pounding the ice in front of you. What you want to do, and I've told you this over and over again, but please, as you walk out on the ice, pound it hard as you can a couple times. See if you can break through it. And if you can break through it, maybe you shouldn't be walking on it. But if you go in like four or five times and break through it, and you know, put your hand, take your gloves off, put your hand in there and measure that ice. All right. You know, and see if it's 4 inches. If it's 4 inches, then continue walking. But don't walk too far, okay? People have broken through the ice at Diamond Lake. Not all the way, but, you know, one leg. And when one leg goes through the ice, you can't break your leg. So please, be careful. Now, people are out there ice fishing. There's some spots that are measuring up to 10 inches of ice, which is very, 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 very safe. But you want to be very, very safe. Now, Lake of the Woods is not thick enough yet. Although I'm about to go up there and measure. I've called up there, and they haven't measured yet. And they still have a little bit of open water over at Sunset. You could ice fish, okay, when there's open water on another part of the lake. And typically over in the Aspen area, that area is actually really good fishing on the ice. And usually the thickest ice is over in Aspen. So if you go to the northern part of the lake, usually you can get onto ice and ice fishing before the southern part of the lake is done freezing. So I need to go up there and do a little exploring because they're not doing it. Get up there. We'll get up there. Evidently, I left something up there, and they got it put aside for me. I don't know. Something. I don't know. So evidently, I don't miss it because I don't know what it is. But I do the fishing events, and evidently, the last fishing event, I left something there. So, Lake of the Woods, Spud Bar, any place that you go, Gerber Lake, Fish Lake, if you snowmobile the 4 mile, wherever, make sure you spud bar it and you're safe. You're wearing all your safety gear and you're doing it. Now, I've been tying flies, and the nice thing is next week on Tuesday night at the Waffle Hut at 6:30 or so, is the fly tying club, fly fishing club. And so if you want to join the fly fishing club here in town, you could go to Waffle Hut this Tuesday and 6:30 or so. And you can say hi to everybody. You don't have to join. You can just come and visit and say hi. And see, you know, I usually, everybody brings stuff to raffle off, so it's kind of fun for the club, and I'll bring stuff, and I got some pretty neat stuff for tie flying, and so we'll bring that and have them raffle it off. And so there are some really fun things that are happening. Now I am enjoying the fly tying, even though I don't know how to fly fish yet. And fly tying is quite tiny. That's all I can tell you, man. I mean, it's like I need not only my glasses but a magnifying glass, and I'm putting the thread on it, and then the feathers, and I got an instruction book that step by steps how to do these things. And it's actually pretty cool. If you've never tie fly, whether you fly fish or not, doesn't really matter. Tie flying is actually a lot of fun. I guess, you know, if you like crafts, you know, tying a fly is quite relaxing. And you're just having fun making something. And, you know, the neat thing about making baits is that if you catch something with something you made, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. I mean, I do it all the time. There's not a bait that I throw, I don't think. There might be a few. Very few. That I don't make, I didn't make. I mean, I've got thousands of baits that literally is in my arsenal. And I've made every one of them. Just about. I say 98%. So there's probably 2%. There is a company called Six Cents. I do like one of their baits called a swank. The swank bait is, I can't find the blank for it, so I literally buy theirs. And the swank is one of my favorite baits to throw for bass fishing in the summer. And the swank is, I mean, if you get it on clearance, which, by the way, they usually have one on clearance. I mean, great, but they will catch fish. And I've caught a lot of personal best bass on swanks. It is probably the only bait that I recommend that I don't make is the swank by Six Cents. Again, I wish I could find the blank for it so I can paint my own. It's really good. It's a really good bait. So I'm going to, this next week, I'm going to head up to Diamond Lake and do some ice fishing. And that's going to be a lot of fun because I've never fished Diamond Lake. I've never done it. And if you go on their camera, you'll see quite a few people out there, out on the lake, on the ice. And so I got to try it. And so I'm so hungry to go ice fishing right now. And whether, you know, you're probably wondering about the kite festival next month, you know, at Lake of the Woods. Don't know if that's going to go or not because, again, they got to have pretty thick ice to put a lot of people on the ice. I mean, on ice fishermen, we take precautions. But the general public, they don't want 1,000 people to be running out there and fall through the ice. So I don't know if the kite festival is actually going to go on or not. But my guess is yes. I've been told by Lake of the Woods, maybe not. So. But I got this new thing too. I got another new thing for fishing. This is called, it's called a proof ball. You're probably thinking like, what's a ball proof? It's called a proof ball right there. I'm showing it on my camera so you can, something else that's really cool. This show on goldcountryradio.org, you can listen to it on demand now. So you don't have to just listen to it at 7 o'clock on Friday nights. Although I also post it on with video on my YouTube channel, but also on goldcountryradio.org, you can go ahead and replay any of my shows whenever you want. So, very cool. It's something new, and I'm the first show with it. So, anyway, the proof ball. I was on Facebook, and somebody showed a picture of a trout they caught, and it had, underneath it, it had the measurement, It had the weight, it had the girth, and it had the species all stamped into the picture. And I'm thinking, well, so I ask, why did you do that? And they go, there's this app that does it. And it uses AI to measure it and to identify it. And it's called Fish Techie. F-I-S-H, like fish, Techie, T-E-C-H-Y. So Fish Techie is the name of the app. Now, the app is free. So they make their money by selling these things called proof balls. So the AI uses this ball when it's next to the fish to estimate size, girth, weight, and identify the species. He uses this ball. It's a 1.4-inch ball, orange. It's made of rubber. It's on a keychain. And when you buy them on Amazon, you pay 30. I think it's $30, and you go to flytechie.com. FlyTechie. FlyTechie.com. The app is called Fish Techie. I don't know why one is different from the other, but FlyTechie.com, you can read about it and see what you think. I haven't used it yet, but I just got it. It took forever to get the balls. Took forever. But, a month later, it showed up, and it was like, wow, I forgot I even ordered that thing. And so now, whenever I catch a fish, I could put this ball next to the fish, take a picture of it, and it tells me everything I want to know about the fish. Now, the great thing about this is, one, it's easy. I mean, I usually take a picture of my fish anyway. But when you have to weigh the fish, measure the fish, things like that, the fish has to be out of the water a lot, and then you're traumatizing the fish to some degree. This reduces trauma on the fish by substantial means. And it's easy. It's just a little ball. And you can hold the ball next to the fish, take a picture of it, and done. And release the fish back in the water. And this is really kind of cool. Anything to release that fish faster is a big, big plus. And without putting a hook in its gill to measure it or to weigh it, laying it down onto a board and measuring it, this little guy right here, I don't know, if you're a tournament guy, you're probably going to do it the old-fashioned way. Anyway, but I'm not a tournament guy, and although once in a while I do a fish tournament, but I'm not a regular. But this little ball is called the Proof Ball by Fly Techie. FlyTechie. If you go to flytechie.com, you'll read about it. And the app is called Fish Techie. Don't ask me why it's a different name, because it is. And then you register your balls on the app. And that's what you do. So you got, you can add a proof ball. So anyway, consider the price of the balls the price for the app. But I really think this is going to be really nice to have. So I want to thank you guys for tuning in and listening to the show this week. You know where I'm at right now, and our love and our prayers go to our friends and families and our and everybody else in the Los Angeles area. We really hope not only that you only lose stuff if you lose anything, because remember, it's only stuff. you have each other, and memories don't burn away. Take care, everybody. We'll see you next week.